Just before Barack Obama was sworn in today, a military judge adjourned the war crimes court in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The judge dismissed the court until tomorrow, in his words, unless otherwise ordered. That's a reference to the possibility that President Obama might suspend the military trials. As a candidate, he promised to close Guantanamo. Still, there were pretrial hearings this week in the cases of a couple of men charged with orchestrating the attacks of September 11th. The BBC's Jonathan Beal was at the hearings.
The two men, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind, made clear, he said, we do not care about capital punishment. We are doing jihad in the cause of God. He also claimed that he was the mastermind of 9/11, not Osama bin Laden. We also heard from Ramzi bin al-Shib, and the purpose of the hearing that took place on Monday was to decide whether he is mentally competent enough to represent himself in court. Well, he said, we are proud of 9/11. We have done what we've done. Defiant words from these two men. And also, you know, they were making a mockery, or trying at least to make a mockery of the process. Ramzi bin al-Shib at one stage, his defense team, who he doesn't want to represent him because of their military lawyers, said that they asked if his shackles could be removed. He's the only detainee who's shackled while the hearing's going on. Ramzi bin al-Shib said he didn't want his shackles to be removed. Nevertheless, the judge ordered that they should be removed. Then we heard Khalid Sheikh Mohammed saying to the judge, this is terrorism, not court. You don't give us an opportunity to speak.
So you have been talking with some of the families of the September 11th attacks. What are they saying about the future of Guantanamo themselves?
There are five family members here, and pretty much down to every one of them. They would like to see Barack Obama reviewing his expected decision to close down Guantanamo. That said, I think, you know, if he comes up with a clear plan as to what will happen to these detainees, and more importantly, if he comes up with a clear plan as to how these men are going to be tried, then I think he could win them round. I mean, the bigger question of what happens to Guantanamo, we are expecting at some stage Barack Obama to sign an executive order ordering its closure, but he himself has said it's going to take time, it's not easy. I mean, the big questions, the big obstacles are those 245 detainees remaining. Some of those have been cleared for release. What countries can they send them back to where they will not be tortured? And what to do with those dangerous men, the ones who they believe are terrorist suspects? You know, if Barack Obama makes a decision to move them to the U.S. mainland, I think there'd be huge opposition, not just from family members, but also from members of Congress, from senators, who would essentially say, not in my backyard. So these are the difficult issues that Barack Obama is facing. He's made clear he wants to close it down. He hasn't yet given us a plan as to what he's intending to do.
Jonathan, one more question. Far away from where you are right now at Guantanamo, Barack Obama has taken the oath of office as President of the United States. Is what's happened, the inauguration in Washington, getting acknowledgement, getting noticed there at Guantanamo?
Yes, it certainly is. You know, the detainees in the prison camps, we have been told, are well aware of the election of Barack Obama, and that it may mean a change in policy. That's why I think you saw in court recently Khalid Sheikh Mohammed trying to get reassurances from the judge that he would get the death sentence if he pleads guilty. But, you know, it's pretty uncertain as to what exactly is going to happen here. There's no sense, for example, that razor wires are going to be ripped down, the camp is going to be closed. It is business as usual at the moment, and most people here expect this camp to be here for months.
All right. The BBC's Jonathan Beal speaking to us from Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba. Jonathan, thank you.